Most of us are enjoying a three-day weekend because of the 4th of July. For us as citizens, it is virtually impossible for us to avoid celebrating this wonderful holiday. We still feel compelled to celebrate the freedoms and blessings that we as Americans enjoy. When Christ said, "Do this in memory of me," he was particularly desirous of creating the urge, the compulsion in us to gather each week to celebrate our spiritual freedom. Unfortunately for many, the compulsion for our once-a-year celebration of the 4th of July is not often matched by a similar urge or compulsion to be in the physical presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on Sundays and weekends. Our passage from Zechariah could hardly come on a better weekend. As we read our passage today, this is the situation. The Hebrews had once been a great kingdom, but then the kingdom divided. The northern kingdom of Israel had been destroyed by Assyria. The southern kingdom of Judah ended up in exile in Babylon. The Hebrews were able to return to their homeland under King Cyrus of Persia, who had conquered Babylon. Returning to Jerusalem, the Hebrews took on the name of their homeland. Named after Judah, they would now be called Jews. Although freed from Babylon, the Jews were still subjected to the whims of foreign rulers. At the point of our reading today, they now faced Alexander the Great and were watching his unstoppable advance. The prophet Zechariah sought to reassure and calm God's people. Zechariah felt that even if Alexander were to conquer them, what would it matter, as their real allegiance was to God? God is their true ruler, and God is not like Alexander. Although seemingly meek, God will banish chariot, horse, and bow. The kingdom they will eventually come to experience would be far greater than Assyria, Babylon, Persia, or Alexander the Great. Zechariah said that if the Jews kept their focus on God, no worldly power or worldly cultural influences could ever really harm them. Zechariah's reassurance of God's help became a promise that enabled the Jews to live through this part of their history and that yet to come. It is a vision passed on to us to help us better understand who Jesus is and what he did and continues to do for us. Matthew, writing to his own Christian community, offers assurances like those of Zechariah to his community of faith, which referred to itself as the little ones. Matthew's advice for coping with the troubles his faith community had was to say, "Stay close to Christ, whose yoke is easy and whose burden is light." On Sundays throughout the remainder of the liturgical year, we will explore the extraordinary life of Jesus and what his life and teachings have to offer us. The sacred scriptures will call us to see that apart from Christ, we have no real kingdom that can bring us the peace that we truly desire. We will see that apart from the church, the community of faith, we cannot be part of Christ's body. In a few moments, Jesus will offer himself to us in the Eucharist. Let us welcome him with joy and love in our hearts, for he will be our strength, and he will give rest and peace to our souls. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.